Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox, batting in the leadoff spot, the center fielder, Dave Gallagher. Batting second, the third baseman, Steve Lyons. Batting third, the DH, Harold Baines. Batting fourth, the right fielder, Dan Pasqua. Batting fifth, the catcher, Mark Salas. Batting sixth, the left fielder, Darryl Boston. Batting seventh, the first baseman, Mike Diaz. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Ozzie Guillen. Batting ninth, the second baseman, Donnie Hill. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Bill Long. For the Cleveland Indians, batting in the leadoff spot, the second baseman, Julio Franco. Batting second, the DH, Terry Francona. Batting third, the center fielder, Joe Carter. Batting fourth, the left fielder, Mel Hall. Batting fifth, the first baseman, Willie Upshaw. Batting sixth, the third baseman, Brooke Jacoby. Batting seventh, the right fielder, Dave Clark. Batting eighth, the catcher, Andy Allenson. Batting ninth, the shortstop, Paul Zuvella. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Rich Yet. And now, play ball. Dave Gallagher is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Gallagher hits a fly ball into center field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Steve Lyons is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Lyons hits a ball on the ground towards short. Zuvella scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Baines hits a fly ball into center field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox 0, and the Indians 0. The Indians will come to bat. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Franco hits a fly ball into right field. Pasqua settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Terry Francona is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Francona hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lyons fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Carter hits a fly ball into center field. Gallagher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 0, and the Indians 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Dan Pasqua is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Pasqua strikes out. 1 out. Mark Salas is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Salas hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Darryl Boston batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Boston hits a fly ball into left field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Mike Diaz is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Diaz hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Salas moves to second. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Guillen hits a ball on the ground towards first. Upshaw scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Guillen for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 0, and the Indians 0. The Indians will come to bat. Mel Hall batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Hall hits a fly ball into center field. Gallagher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Willie Upshaw is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Upshaw hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Salas fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Jacoby strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Donnie Hill is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Hill strikes out. One out. Dave Gallagher is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Gallagher is 0 for 1 in the game. Gallagher hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Franco scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Steve Lyons is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Lyons is 0 for 1 in the game. Lyons hits a line drive to center field. That will be extra bases. Carter chases after the ball, picks it up, and throws towards Franco. Franco fumbles the ball. That's a double and an error on Franco. Lyons moves to third. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Baines is 0 for 1 in the game. Baines hits a fly ball into center field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dave Clark is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Clark hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Andy Allenson is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Allenson hits a fly ball into center field. Gallagher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Zuvella is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Zuvella hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dean scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Clark moves to second. Two outs. Julio Franco batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Franco is 0 for 1 in the game. Franco hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dean scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Dan Pasqua is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Pasqua is 0 for 1 in the game. Pasqua takes first base on ball 4. Mark Salas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salas is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Salas hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Pasqua moves to second. Darryl Boston is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Boston is 0 for 1 in the game. Boston hits a ball on the ground towards first. Upshaw fields it, throws to second for 1, and back over to first, double play. Pasqua moves to third. Two outs. Mike Diaz is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Diaz is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Diaz strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Terry Francona is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Francona is 0 for 1 in the game. Francona hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0 for 1 in the game. Carter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Hall is 0 for 1 in the game. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Long fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Guillen is 0 for 1 in the game. Guillen hits a ball on the ground towards first. Upshaw scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Guillen for the out. One out. Donnie Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill is 0 for 1 in the game. Hill hits a line drive into right field. Clark settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Gallagher is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Gallagher is 0 for 2 in the game. Gallagher hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Steve Lyons is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Lyons is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Lyons hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gallagher moves to third. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Baines is 0 for 2 in the game. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Franco scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Willie Upshaw batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Upshaw is 0 for 1 in the game. Upshaw hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Jacoby is 0 for 1 in the game. Jacoby hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Upshaw moves to second. Dave Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Clark hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Gallagher. Clark reaches second base with a double. Upshaw scores. Jacoby moves to third. It's 1-0, Indians. Andy Allenson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Allenson is 0 for 1 in the game. Allenson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Diaz scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Allenson for the out. One out. Paul Zuvella is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Zuvella is 0 for 1 in the game. Zuvella strikes out. Two outs. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Franco is 0 for 2 in the game. Franco hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Dan Pasqua is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Pasqua is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Pasqua strikes out. 1 out. Mark Salas is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Salas is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Salas strikes out. 2 outs. Daryl Boston is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Boston is 0 for 2 in the game. Boston hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Carter. Boston reaches second base with a double. Mike Diaz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Diaz is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Diaz hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Terry Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Francona is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Francona hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hill scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0 for 2 in the game. Carter hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-0, Indians. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Hall is 0 for 2 in the game. Hall hits a fly ball into right field. Pasqua settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Upshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Upshaw is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Upshaw hits a line drive into right field. Pasqua settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Guillen is 0-for-2 in the game. Guillen hits a pop-up towards third. Jacoby settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Donnie Hill is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Hill is 0-for-2 in the game. Hill hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dave Gallagher is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Gallagher is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Gallagher hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hill moves to second. Scott Bales now pitching. Steve Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Lyons hits a ball on the ground towards first. Upshaw scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Lyons for the out. Hill moves to third. Gallagher moves to second. Two outs. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Baines is 0-for-3 in the game. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bales fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Jacoby is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Jacoby hits a line drive towards third. Lyons reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Clark batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Clark is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Clark hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Gallagher. Clark reaches second base with a double. Andy Allenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allenson is 0-for-2 in the game. Allenson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Paul Zuvella is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Zuvella is 0-for-2 in the game. Zuvella hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ken Williams pinch hits for Dan Pasqua. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Williams takes first base on ball 4. Doug Jones now pitching. Carlton Fisk pinch hits for Mark Salas. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Fisk strikes out. One out. Darryl Boston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boston is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Boston hits a fly ball into center field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Diaz is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Diaz is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Diaz hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Williams moves to second. Russ Moorman pinch runs for Mike Diaz. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Guillen is 0-for-3 in the game. Guillen hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Williams scores. Moorman moves to second. It's 2-1, Indians. Donnie Hill is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Hill is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hill hits a ball on the ground towards short. Zuvella scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Ken Williams now playing right field. Carlton Fisk now catching. Russ Moorman now playing first base. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 0 for 3 in the game. Franco hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Terry Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Francona bunts towards first. Moorman scoops it up and throws to first, with Hill covering, for the out. Franco moves to second. One out. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Carter is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Carter hits a fly ball into right field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Hall is 0 for 3 in the game. Hall is walked intentionally. Willie Upshaw is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Upshaw is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Upshaw hits a fly ball into right field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Dave Gallagher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallagher is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Gallagher hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Carter. Gallagher reaches second base with a double. Steve Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. Lyons hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Carter. Lyons reaches second base with a double. Gallagher scores. It's White Sox, 2, Indians, 2. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Baines is 0 for 4 in the game. Baines hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Carter who is chasing the ball. Baines reaches third base with a triple. Lyons scores. It's 3-2, White Sox. Carlos Martinez pinch runs for Harold Baines. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Franco scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0 for 1 in the game. Fisk hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Martinez scores. It's 4-2, White Sox. Brad Havens now pitching. Darryl Boston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boston is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. Boston hits a fly ball into right field. Clark settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Russ Moorman is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Moorman hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Carter. Moorman reaches second base with a double. Carter throws the ball into Allenson who tags Moorman trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Fisk goes all the way around to score. It's 5-2, White Sox. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Fred Manrique now playing second base. Bobby Thigpen now pitching. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Jacoby is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Jacoby hits a fly ball into center field. Gallagher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Dave Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Clark is 3 for 3 in the game, with a single and 2 doubles. He's got 1 RBI. Clark hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Andy Allenson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Allenson is 0 for 3 in the game. Allenson strikes out. 2 outs. Ron Kittle pinch hits for Paul Zuvella. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle hits a fly ball into right field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 5, and Cleveland Indians, 2. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.